Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
Well, Stephen, it's vacation time and people are packing up and it feels like people are bringing more and more devices on their vacation. I know in my case, I got Kindles, I got iPads, I have laptops, I have phones, I even have cameras that connect to the internet. How do I keep all this stuff safe on vacation?
Well, it's becoming quite a challenge, Brian. It sounds to me like you have several children in the family and they've probably got several devices each and those devices add up. One of the things that I say to people, which is not necessarily popular, is do you need all those devices on vacation? It's not just about, you know, we all want to be together as a family without all staring at our tablets or iPhones or iPods and so on. It's also about the fact that it's very different taking those devices out of the safe home environment into a strange environment, one that you may not be familiar with, a tourist environment where pickpockets are at work. It does create an increased risk, and it's a good time to reflect on, do you need to take it with you? And if you do, how are you protecting it?
So I'm definitely going to bring a few devices. I'm sure a riot will start if I lock down all the electronics and go with nothing. But so say we're going to bring three or four devices, you know, where's a good place to start just to keep them safe?
It's important to consider what is on the device. And that's one reason that if possible, you want to leave behind your work laptop. You know, do you really need that with you? And that's got a lot of sensitive stuff on. But also in terms of those personal devices, particularly smartphones can have a lot of personal information. And you want to make sure that if somebody steals it, they don't have easy access to your information. We do know that a lot of people who steal phones just wipe the phone anyway because they want to resell it. But you want to have a password on there, or in some cases, a pass signature or whatever that device has to control getting into the device so that if somebody steals it and turns it on, they can't immediately get to it.
So, Stephen, that's some great advice about having a password. What else should I be doing?
One thing that is important when you go on vacation is to have the phone numbers with you of your service provider and the people that can help you if the device goes missing. There are applications today that you can put on tablets and phones that have anti-theft features like remote locking and remote wiping, so that if somebody gets your tablet or your phone, it can remotely be wiped of your personal information so it doesn't fall into a stranger's hands. However, you need to have the phone numbers with you to activate that. Most smartphones now can be remotely locked by your service provider, but you don't want to be on the top of the ruins in Mexico City when you need to call them and don't have the number. Think ahead about that capability. You probably want that in place and know how to activate it when you're on the road. And then there are some other basic anti-theft tips that we can provide.
So, Stephen, why don't you walk through some of those anti-theft tips? Because obviously, any electronic is a huge target for a thief or a pickpocket.
It is. And I think one of the main things is situational awareness. That's kind of a technical term for it. But think about where you are when you're using the device. You don't want to flash it on a crowded subway in the wrong part of town, for example. But also, in the case of cameras, keep those concealed when you're not using them. Watch for zipped pockets being zipped up. Don't leave things in open view. And back at the hotel, if you're going out for dinner, use the safe that's provided to store these things rather than just leave them lying around. One thing I often see is a hotel from the outside looking in through the windows, and there on the desk under the lamp is a nice laptop in open view and the person's not in the room. Not a good thing. You do want to lock things up, put things in the trunk of the car when you're going out. Don't put them in the trunk of the car when you get to your destination. Do it before you get there.
Yeah, you don't want anybody seeing you putting all that valuable stuff in the back. You've just essentially alerted them where to go first.
Exactly.
Well, Stephen, thanks for joining us this week. You're going on vacation this summer, I hope.
I certainly hope so.
All right. Well, I'll certainly be taking this podcast with me and listening to the great tips and tricks. You should also visit welivesecurity.com. There's going to be a great blog post about this. And you've been listening to the Malware Report. Have a great summer, and we'll talk to you next week.